AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump says the U.S. is close to meeting its objectives in the Iran war and considering winding down military operations. Still, Iran continued to launch attacks Friday. Charles Teledesma has a roundup.
Kuwait said Iranian drones struck the Mina al-Almadi refinery in two waves and sparked a fire. And Dubai reported heavy explosions as air defenses intercepted incoming fire. Then Bahrain, shrapnel from an intercepted projectile set a warehouse ablaze. Saudi Arabia also reported shooting down drones. For its part, Israel says it started new strikes on Iran and people in Israel heard sirens. Oil prices surged and Iran's tightened pressure on shipping through Hormuz. I'm Charles Teledesma.
Iran also threatened tourist sites worldwide and insists it's still building missiles. But President Trump told reporters,
from a military standpoint, all they're doing is clogging up the strait. But from a military standpoint, they're finished.
U.S. officials say the military is deploying three more warships and another 2,500 Marines to the Middle East. Oil and gasoline prices climbed higher, Brent crude settling above $112 per barrel, while AAA puts the national average for gas around $3.91 per gallon. That stirring inflation worries on Wall Street, and stocks took a big hit. The Dow lost 443 points, or about 1%. The S&P fell 1.5%, the Nasdaq 2%. In San Francisco, a jury's found Elon Musk liable for misleading investors by deliberately driving down Twitter's stock price leading up to his acquisition of the company. However, it absolved him of some fraud allegations. In Hawaii, more than 4,000 people in towns north of Honolulu have been told to evacuate, with severe rains inundating streets. Officials are warning about the possible failure of a 120-year-old dam. And CBS says it's shutting down its radio news service after nearly a century of operation, part of a round of layoffs at the company. This is AP News. Vigilante groups on the rise in Mexico.
They carry military-grade weapons smuggled from the U.S. and patrol rural stretches, protecting communities from powerful drug cartels. Jesus Dominguez says citizens can't rely on the government to protect them. He says, that's why we are on watch and we take the security of our town in our hands. Dominguez's group formed in 2020 when a drug cartel tried to take control of several communities in the mountains along a strategic thruway that connects the cartels to Acapulco, where drugs and other illegal goods flow. Now the vigilantes are a 50-man force. Dominguez says, we are indigenous, we are parents who are farmers, and we defend what is ours. I'm Donna Water.
There are more stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.